Devil Suitcase. It certainly is. And I want to welcome everyone out there who is listening to my show here and future listeners. This is Andrew Fetter. Of course, welcome to When Pigs Fly, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. It's getting a little in the cooler side here in Las Vegas. It's not like that. Been like in the 40s actually at night around here. It's been getting a little bit cold. I mean, not cold for some people. I see snow out in Dakota. But, yeah, I got a lot of things to talk about. I know people are thrilled when I had some interesting conversations, in fact, with my producer here, prior to coming on. But a couple things I want to talk before I get into my rant for today, which I haven't done for a little while. I want to let everybody know that Omni, who I had on my last show, he is having a show today. So if you're out here in Vegas tonight at 9 p.m., it is at the Aruba, which is at Las Vegas and Charleston. Check him out. It is free. I mean, entrance is free, not the drinks, of course. And do check it out. You'll have a good time, and there's a lot of people out there going to have a good time and good vibes, and I hope you like it. Also, if you're out here in Las Vegas, also tomorrow, actually it's going to be, I'm going to be heading to do my book signing event. Another one over at the Barnes Noble at 567 North Stephanie, and that's in Henderson. I'm going to be there from 1 to 5. Of course, that's for my newly released book, The Heretic, and check that out at andrewtheheretic.com. And if you come on down, please, I will be giving the first 5 books that are purchased. You will receive a free copy of When the Angels Have Risen. And just come down, have a chat, do a spiel, whatever. And I love to meet people. That's one thing I love about doing these events. It's great to meet more people from all shapes and backgrounds and whatnot. Also, I'm having one, if you're coming out here on the 15th, I will be doing a book signing event at Borders at Town Square in that big, huge mall there on Las Vegas Boulevard. That's 6521 Las Vegas Boulevard, also from 1 to 5, I believe. And it's at 1, I know that, 2 to 5. And then on November 22nd, if you're out here, I will be having one at Barnes Noble, 8915 West Charleston, near Summerlin. And I think that's called the Crossroads Mall. Do come down. And that's also at 1 to 5. And again, my book, you can check it out. Of course, you can see it on the screen, andrewtheheretic.com. And I have also, check out my blog site. It's been reconstructed thanks to my dear friend, Lewis Martin. Well, hopefully I'll have him back on. He has, check his site out, www.myufo.com, and he can check out my blog site, which I've been millions of entries since the last campaign, andrew.myufo.com. And also, I'm going to have a very special guest. I'm sure if you look in my past archives, Carrie Dale, she's coming into my next show in 2 weeks, and they'll be feel free to call when she's on. You will listen to her. I had her on one time in April. I believe it was right in February. She did one for about, you know, she's an astrologist doing about astrology charts about the, you know, the love signs and all that. But if the first time I had her on, I believe it was like October of last year, and she did a chart of all the candidates, and funny that she had spoken about Obama. She even spoke about Edwards, all of them. And how Edwards was inclined to have an affair, and of course he found an affair, and a lot of stuff came out. It was like right on the nose, and specifically about Obama's personality, how he would fit within being a good president. And that was under her eyes as well. Of course, we didn't talk about McCain at the time, because at the time McCain wasn't even thought of even having a chance. But do come out and listen to her. She is going to go to a special astrology about about what our coming events and what we're heading into, ironically, into a changing of 2029. So which would be pretty fascinating to see what she comes up with. She's talking about Pluto and all that stuff, which I couldn't get in understanding the specifics. I'm not exactly an astrologist, but I can't wait to have her on, and that's in 2 weeks from today. And also, do check out on my past shows, when I talk about free energy or out-of-body or regressions, author things, Kabbalah, or any of my past guests, do feel free to contact me at flyingpigs@artlover.com and send me an email, tell me what you think, your comments, or even stuff you would like me to present in future shows. I've done that in past shows, where I put on, people ask me to talk about certain situations in which I incorporated into a show, or even did a whole theme of the show, or even a guest that you would like to have that you have information. I'd be happy. I'm always open. Or questions, of course. Feel free to, you know, answer what I can and do diligence. And, or you can also, by the way, if you have a MySpace account, feel free to contact me at MySpace/AndrewFetter. And you can check me out there as well. Now, I know everybody's got this real euphoria, man. You know, it was, first of all, if I get into elections and the campaign, I diligently, after living through 8 years of hell with George W. Bush, and had worked sort of on a campaign with Kerry campaign about 4 years ago, I felt it was my utmost energy that I need to impose to whatever I can to help in my effort, whatever I can, for Barack Obama to become president. So I went on any weekend or whatever day I did not have a signing event or any, you know, things going on, I volunteered my time, which was like almost every weekend. You know, like on every Sunday, if I had a Saturday signing event, Sunday I would go out there canvassing. And during the week, you know, doing my diligence, whatever I can, and especially during the early voting, I was driving people to and from the polls. You know, little ladies and old men couldn't get to there, or people just didn't have rides. And also took people down at the last minute to get registered, which felt really good, you know, the effort, the energy put in. And I saw the amount of energy of all peoples from all diversities that were really involved. And there was definitely a thing. Now, I know I can get in arguments over who Barack is and what's their field and get into some fields. But I look at certain things into some people want to look at from things sitting on the chessboard. Well, I like looking down upon the chessboard and looking what things are happening on a spiritual sense, a movement, a change of dynamics into the right direction. And that's where I come in. And that's when I'm saying, you know, yes, we can. You hear that? You know, yes, we can. But it doesn't stop closing your eyes. And yes, we will. And again, don't close your ears. Don't say, hey, I did it. Now I don't have to worry. I put my finger on that button. I pushed down that lever. You know, all that energy that put Obama into be our president in the United States, it doesn't stop just on that point. We still have to watch him. We still have to make sure nothing old BS is pulled out of our eyes. You know, don't take candy and then find out there's a bitter lemon inside. You know, keep our eyes open. But I will say this. Look at the energy. People are changing. There's an energy shift that has been happening. You know, there is like definitely a light is engulfing. The light is upon us. You know, people are waking up. There's a definite energy field that's changing in our dynamics of this plane on what we call Earth. People are charting a change. People have no choices but to go and embrace a change, that there's a definite high vibration of light that's hitting toward into our planet, into our sphere, into this vortex, into this moment, this point, where our souls have to be wrapped around this point called Earth. Now, all souls are all wrapped around it, and people are embracing it because the vibration is moving forward. It's rapidly hitting to where we're accepting this situation, you know. But there's also those who are going to be pulling back. And there's also people who are going to play referee and make sure the game is played, that things are still on in the right track, that nothing's, no wolves pull over our eyes. And yes, I will say again, can you feel it? And yes, we can, and yes, we will. And like I said, there's light upon us. The American people have now chosen and made a direction with intention toward the path of light, as opposed to darkness, which we had in the last 8 years. That is their choice. They just made an embracement. There is going to be a reverberation, and look what's going around the world, this embracement. Now, don't let the wool go over your eyes. You know, like I said, which I'll get into, this light is upon the world, and the world is waking up. And this is like what, you know, many people have talked about, a time period that we're running into. We're in 208, 209, 210, 212. You know, these things are starting to happen. You know, there's a reason why people are waking up, and there's a reason why this is the point. Everyone, you know, I had my old past mentor before she passed away, Janae Sinclair, she used to say that every moment, everything that happens for a reason has its perfect timing. And this is perfect timing. Everything has a perfect timing. It does. This is a perfect timing for us. It's a time for us to heal. It's a planet time to us to grow. And we've made the opportunity choice. We were handed, here's a platter, make your choice. And people move toward that with full intention. You know, they have, from all diverse of this country, for example, embraced the idea of having a real change. Therefore selected Barack Obama to be president. I don't want to get into the racial thing, because that's a whole other thing. I think that's another big step. But that was obviously well intended to happen, because even though there are still people running around with colored glasses and racial glasses on both sides, that's going to change. Those are already happening, you know. And there is ascension here right now. There is ascension. People are, their spiritual vibration is changing. People who are now, who might be, have been walking toward the dark, are maybe going to change and walk toward the light. There are still others who are going to cling on, okay. But we can't be also naivete and let things just, you know, let things happen and let ourselves get, you know, screwed over, as they say, because we can't let that happen. You can't just let them go have power and then turn your head. You keep your eye on the ball. You watch them. You, now that you're involved, people need to continually be involved, and not just involved, but question and look and see and what's happening. Question Barack Obama. Question everything they do, but still, and push going, hey, this is what we're, and don't get the wool pulled over their eyes. You know, there's a lot of connection, a lot of conspiracy things that are involved, but like I said, those who think they're in control, they're not in control. You know? But I'm telling you, the ascension is here. You're gonna see people are gonna start changing. People are gonna start questioning. Yes? And the clerics of old will simply wither with the darkness as people open their minds and their hearts and bind themselves with the light that's before them, the light of God. Now, people are going to start questioning about their organized religions. You're going to see that happen within the next year to 2 years. You're going to start seeing questioning of more so. There's going to be a big, huge spiritual struggle that's going to like pull away. And people are going to say, wait a second, you have been lying to, this is not right. And as that falsehood of lies is breaking off, they're going to be open, their eyes are going to be opening even further. Their vibration is going to continue to grow. They're going to become more aware, more connected. Their higher self is going to acknowledge and have more empowerment. And this has a lot of aspects to our spiritual ascension that is happening right now. You know, right, we are all basically, if you look at it, we are like leaves sitting on a tree. And that's what we call, in the Kabbalistical term, it's called the tree of life. And right now, this tree of life, because it's got all of a sudden all this light upon this tree and all this nourishment, suddenly is blossoming. Why? Because it's a new ascension. It's a new wave. We've hit this new pedestal that we're now becoming going to grow a bit more wider and more expanding. You ever see how trees or plants, when they're all this in the light, they just simply open themselves up when there's a lot of light? And then there's like this blossoming out in the springtime when they open up in spring, because it's like spring is like the awakening, the rebirth, the reopening. And that's why I say the tree of life, which is upon us right now, which we are all a part of as leaves, is in full blossom. Because we have been reborn. We're rebirthing ourselves. It's almost like the Masonic thing. In the Masons, they do this rebirthing because you're renewing. You die, and then you grow. Well, maybe that's what we had to do. We had this ugly dying thing that we had in the last 8 years, but now it's a rebirth. You know, out of destruction comes creativity. Out of something bad always comes out new. You know, darkness, then there's light. So sometimes we have to go through things to really understand the levels of certain things that have happened in the past. Now, I'm not going to sit here and go, oh my God, yes we can, and the skies are opening up and the birds are singing, you know, boy, Barack Obama is now our president, kumbaya. You know, I feel all the euphoria. I'm telling you, believe me, I'm happy as hell. But it ain't kumbaya. It ain't, won't be kumbaya, because there's no such thing. That's not reality. That's kumbaya is basically drugging yourself of the reality of around us, okay? And that's both on the spiritual side as well as the physical side. Because there will always still be those who still embrace the path of darkness, who will still preach their lies of fear and guilt and hate. They'll still tell you, he died on the cross for your sins. They'll still make you feel guilty about if you do this, you'll go to hell. They'll still teach you to hate, like hate the Jew, hate the Christian, hate the Buddhist, because they don't believe in Allah. They'll still preach their lies and feel their hate. They'll manipulate and manipulate and try to manipulate, but you all know the game, because it's always been the same. You're going to see people are going to open their eyes around the world and have a full ascension, a full reality of what is really going on. Because you know what? In the spiritual world, there are no lies. You can just see what's going on. And people's that veil that has been pulled apart as the vibrations, they're opening themselves up. That third eye is pounding away, which they have tried, and they're trying, even as we speak, have tried to basically subvert so you that element within your physical, logical area and not spiritually won't open up and open that eye of reality, the eye of truth. They've tried to medicate it through foods and medicines and law and other elements, propaganda. But it ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. You know? It's like those who think they're in control are not in control. And, you know, and there's another thing, and I'm going to relate. You know, this gets into the element of some people call conspiracies, or is it realities? Because I'm talking now to those out there, and they can listen to my show, who, you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Commissions, the Council of Foreign Affairs, because they may think that they're in control, and that they have won by putting Barack Obama as our president. But it's going to be ironic when they find the board has been flipped over, who they thought they put in and who what they thought they enveloped in by placating and getting people to get involved is going to boomerang. Because people now are so involved and so aware, and their ascension has started to grow, they will not go back into the darkness of apathy and closing their heads and not reading and learning and finding out. Because they're going to become more aware of your game plan. And I'm talking the game, when I say you, I'm talking about the Bilderberg game of world order. That ain't going to happen, folks, because I know that this world and the souls upon this planet, it ain't going to let it happen. Because they're becoming more aware. We are evolving. The ascension is here, and it's going to continue. In fact, it's going to continue such a situation that it's going to be so expanding with so much understanding of the reality that the game is going to be flipped. And I will watch, and you'll see certain people becoming part of the new administration. And go, wait a second. Don't worry, folks. As long as you're aware, as long as you know, as long as you do your research and make your comments, when they make their move with their knight, we move around with our queen, we are going to be way ahead of it. Because the people and the soul, there's a spiritual side that move things faster than what they think they can move on this planet. Because people are aware, and people become more understanding, and people are making action. And like I said, there are going to be those, you know, who think that they're in control, and they're going to be placed in their own cage of their own creation. Well, the souls of this planet, because the souls on this planet are free, and they will be free. They're going to be free of fear. They're going to be free of guilt, and they're going to be free of the lies. And they're going to be free of the hate. Because in reality, not to sound kumbaya, because it ain't kumbaya. Because it is love, and love is all. Love is the weapon of light that overwhelms all. And I'm going to say, as the souls embrace themselves with their own self-worth, which they have just demonstrated within the United States, by stepping forward or making an action, this love of themselves is going to overcome the darkness. But darkness will just simply start fading. It won't disappear. Because if you don't have darkness, how would you know what light is? It's always a reminder. There's always going to be, and there will be obstacles. There will be walls, if you want to call it. But I don't like calling them walls. They're more like, when the horses do the steeple jumps, it's more like a steeple jump. Because you can always get through. And like I said, yes, we can. And the world will say we can. Because these aren't just words. These are emotions, these are actions, these are feelings. This is what's happening right now and will happen. This will continue to grow and grow from every moment. But everybody who is listening and will listen to this show, I hope that you continue to check out, look through, investigate all the stuff that's happening. Listen to the news, but look at what maybe really be going behind the scene. Listen to the media, but go check out if there's other news behind the media that they're not telling you about. That is what is the tool of the internet, which gives us a great age, but there's a lot of disinformation out there too. Listen to your higher self. Your higher self knows what is the real thing that's really happening. Use your feelings, your heart. You feel it. Feels like a lie? It's a lie. Don't stop there, because your feelings and all that motion, that's your connectiveness. That's the reality. That's your heart. That's the thing they try to shut down. That's your higher self. That's your third eye. That thing will tell you what's really going on. And when you see it, you go and make your move to change it. You make your voice heard. You tell your friends, your lovers, your family, your brothers, sisters, your co-workers. Of course, do it in prudence, but tell what you think, they think. Engage. And make action. We're not going to have civil disobedience. It's going to change upon itself, because people are going to change. It's going to flip. And there's certain things what I will not discuss in this show, but there's going to be, when the ascension as it comes, things that are open up to reality. And that's, of course, the disclosure of certain our fellow souls around the universe. Now, of course, I'm speaking of extraterrestrials, which I don't want to really elaborate now. But that is what is going to also be involved. Listen. Listen to your heart. Listen to your mind. So when I say these words, of the people, for the people, and by the people. These aren't just American words. These are words for all the world to hear, to embrace, to understand. And when I talk about universal, like, people around the world, it's not like a mass control or a mass vote, because any mass always has to respect the minority conscience, or the small select, or the different, and have the tolerance for whatever is different. You know, it's like, I'm going to bring this up, and I haven't brought it up, but it's like the irony of what happened in California, for example. They voted for Barack Obama being president over Stamshuli. And then they had this vote, I think it was over the, what is real marriage, right? Of course, taking away the rights of gays to get married. So what did it impose? Now, in this country, in the United States, what makes a democracy be a democracy is the majority rules but respects the civil rights of the minority. That is so key, so that the rights of those minority have the same rights. So even though people go, hey, that was majority rule, we voted in for that thing, but you voted in something to take away somebody else's rights. That's not democratic. That's subversion. That's like, and I'll put this very simply, Germany taking away the rights of the Jews. You know, you may, how can you compare it? Because it's the same. It's the same model. You may not like their lifestyle, you may not accept their lifestyle, but that's their lifestyle, that's what they choose, and you cannot say they cannot live their lifestyle, or they cannot have the same rights as a couple. Let's put it the other way, Nazi Germany. The Jews were not told they didn't have rights, because they thought they, and you go away, that's like not the same, but in reality, you're doing, it's the same. Taking their rights away. Oh, well, Jews marrying non-Jews was considered illegal in Nazi Germany. And then they looked at Jews marrying amongst Jews as whatever. You know? But they wouldn't recognize, they looked at them as subhuman. And this is the mentality. That's what I'm talking about. The majority does not rule without respecting the minority and its rights of the minority and tolerance. Look around the world, where they supposedly have voting. I'll give you in the Gaza Strip, for example, the Palestinians vote in a extremist Islamic movement in the Gaza. And what do? Go look at where the Christians have gone. They didn't have a real democracy because they do not respect the minority that live there. Go to any country without a respect to the minority, you do not have it. And I know I'm getting off tangent here, but I felt that was very important to understand. You know, because you have to become, I think people need to be aware of those situations. Because it's part of change. Pain, change means not 4 steps up and then 6 steps back. You need to move forward all completely and respect all other peoples. So there is change. But we can't do things to subrogate ourselves to the wrong ideas and embrace light, but then step back to where the old ways of darkness. But like I said, those things are going to change, and you're going to see them change. People, I think, are going to really come to reality of that was actually wrong. And this can be changed to the better. And not just in this country, all around the world. You saw there's a change of people have hope. What is hope? looking for something better that's going to be better. You know, besides, you know, people, everyday people, you know, in their situations, they go, they look at the negative side of their situation. But there's always somebody who's living in more of a negative situation than you are. That's sort of why there's an old saying, as they say that, like, it's actually an old rabbinical thing, but they say that, you know, why, when you're down and out and you're walking, let's say you're in dire straits or you're hurting financially or whatever, and then you see somebody who doesn't have legs or is blind, and you see them all of a sudden at that moment, it's almost like God is showing you, and the universe showing you, see, you should be happy you have two legs and you have your eyesight. It could have been worse. So it's like also when I bring up thoughts, see, all these things relate to each other. I can go over and they overlap, but like thoughts are things. You know, our vibrations are changing by our actions and our thoughts. And this is what's happening now, and this is what's going to continue. And this is why I talk about that vibrational thing, the changing, the moments. Those people who think they're in control are not going to be in control, because your thoughts are not just dead thoughts. They are things. They're going to change things. That's why I said, research, look into it, find out. Because when you're going to see the reality of those things, you're thinking, wait a second, hold on, buddy. That's not the thing we signed up for. But they can change. I really do think they're going to change. And now a lot of people might think, well, Barack Obama might be evil or dark. He may be a wolf in sheep's clothing. I don't think so. I think he's a person who took the opportunity to make a change, and in his own heart, I think he was handed the opportunity through a vessel, through certain figures, like the Bilderbergs, like Trilateral Commission. Go look who's on their list, by the way. You're going to laugh when you see Carolyn Kennedy of Council of Foreign Affairs. Of course, we all know John Kerry. And now, God forbid, he'll be, I don't think he should be, you know, part of the Secretary of State. You know, he's another, he's a Bilderberg, and he's also a Skull and Bones. But they are being put in there, but I think things are going to flip on their faces. All these people who think they're going to are in control are going to flip. And you may even see some of these people who are part of these organizations, like the Bilderbergs, as they get more exposed, run away from it. You know why? I'll tell you why. Nobody wants to be a Marie Antoinette or a Louis, was it the 16th, under a guillotine. And I say that metaphorically, of course, so don't get worried and say I'm threatening the Bilderbergs. But they won't. They don't want to have a revolution. They don't want themselves upended and adios. Because when the ascension happens, and when the reality sets in, and that when people wake up more and more, and when with finally the opening of where there is free energy, and when that's finally implemented, when that happens, and the extraterrestrials are finally disclosed more and more that they're here, and they're more involved, and after the disclosure, the gates open up, and we enter that new era, because we're right now at the very, very, very beginning of that new era. Things are going to change where people will go, did we live like that? Think about it. When free energy is exposed and opened, and the disclosure is opened, that will be the change. The ultimate flip. That will be the change. Yes, we can. That will be the opening of, yes, of the people, for the people, and by the people, for all the world. And of course, there's going to be those who on the dark are going to try to manipulate. There will be others who will try to control with their guilt. There will be those sitting there upon their pulpits preaching their lies, turning people into divinity when they were just a great teachers. There will be those who are teaching you if you don't believe in so-and-so, you will go to hell. There will be those who say, hey, if you don't follow these my laws, the way I interpret the laws, there won't be that guilt. There won't be those who say submit or you're an infidel. And they'll implement their law of Islam upon you to tell the woman that she is not worthy. Because those are going to be pulled apart. People will open up. And I'm talking throughout the Middle East, throughout Asia, throughout Europe, throughout the United States, throughout Latin America, Central America, and South America, the Caribbean, the islands. This is starting to happen. People will become questioning and aware. And there will be people who are going to be frankly frightened of it. And there might be violent things happening because they want to stay in control. And they're not going to lose their control. But I truly believe for every action there will be a reaction. And I think that's why they will go back and back and back. Because the reality is, we're moving into an area or arena of this world at this time that we are changing for the better. It is the ascension. It is, yes, we can, but yes, we will. People are waking up. And so my thoughts for everybody out there is to look at our situation, embrace it, say hallelujah, brother, but now the party's over, and now we go back to work, and look at what's really going on. Look at our economics, look at our surrounding, and look at everything else I was talking about. And when I talk about, by the way, free energy, get that out there. Push that out there amongst your peers. Go investigate all the processes of free energy. Because with free energy, when it's implemented, we will not have economics of today, which I hadn't mentioned before in my past shows. If we have the Tesla free energy, which we do have the ability to do, and there's the John Searle kinetic energy, I mean, I can go on and on through quantum physics, but I don't want to rehash what I've already said in past shows. But, and you can do your own investigation. Or the guy who was it, the water car, that's actually a truth. That's actually true. Separating water into hydrogen. This guy had a car and just pours it in. Yeah, there's free energy. Basically, if you call water free. But once that's implemented, the economics change. Because the products that make your shirts, your clothes, all that stuff, it's free energy. You know, and there will be, you know, a plethora of things that we'll be able to do. Our food, the normal things that we do, you just do it for your enjoyment of creating and doing them. The question is, of course, service things, service jobs, service things, they probably still be service. But I think we might be moving in an era that at that time, almost Star Trek-y it might be. Like, we will not have the economics that you see today. And as much as the Bilderbergs, the Trilateral Commission, Council of Foreign Affairs wants a new world order and wants to destroy the American economy to such that now we'll revamp it and therefore knock down the dollar into a great devaluation of the dollar to create an inflation, they're justifying implementing their proposed program of a new currency, therefore unifying what they call their unification plan of Canada, United States, and Mexico into a new era, forming that union. And then you have the European Union, the peace plan amongst the Israelis and Arabs, the next MEU, the Middle East Union. Then you have the Asian Union. That's the plan of the Bilderbergs, which they will try more and more to implement. But guess what? As that is implemented, it will flip on their face. As we become more unified, the more unified people are, the more aware of their plan. And those who think they are in control, are they themselves being controlled? Those who think they're sitting on the high horse may be sitting on the lowest of horses. They may be on the little, think they're on the high horse, but they're on that little horse that doesn't go anywhere. You know, a little horse that you put in coin and goes back and forth as a little kid. That's the horse they're on, because they ain't going nowhere. Because the reality is, again, there's an ascension. The reality is, light is here. Our vibration is changing. The reality is, our planets are moving into such an area that actually, and I have discussed it before in past shows, the electromagnetic energy that's impulsing physiologically into this planet upon our physical elements, our DNA, is vibrating so fast, it's opening our physical side, connecting our spiritual side, where we're seeing the reality, the higher self, that's what I was talking, the higher self is seeing the real truth. They cannot close it. As much as they want to try to close it, they cannot close it. As much as they want to control you, you are becoming more and more in control because you are going to make that choice. So we are, yes, we can, and yes, we will. And like I said, the world can and it will. Because like one guy said and another guy copied it, these aren't just words. Of the people, for the people, and by the people, these aren't just American words. These are words for all the world to hear. And as one great American patriot had said, reason obeys itself while ignorance submits to whatever is dictated to it. It's one of my favorite sayings. And it's what Thomas Paine had said. It is so true. It applies so much today. Because the more they want you ignorant, you'll believe and submit to whatever they dish out to you. The more you apply your reasoning, your questioning, your thirst for understanding, your own understanding will allow you to apply your own individual will to make your own individual choice without being subjugated to make a choice. You know, in the application of, like, in other shows I've had in the past and past guests, thoughts are things. And like Buddha had said, what we thought we will become, our thoughts are us. I'm paraphrasing, of course. I don't remember the exact thing right now. But that's true. We are becoming our thoughts. That's why I employ everybody to utilize and feel and question and think and, you know, and become aware. Because the more awareness we become, the more will we embrace upon ourselves, the greater vibration of we have. The more light is engulfed upon us. So, Well, I wish everybody's having a great day after my spiel here. Because there is change, man. It's all coming upon us. And we're all feeling it. But change isn't just sitting on a couch. Change won't happen sitting on a chair. Change will not happen while you grab that six-pack or take that drink or light that bong. That's not going to be change. That's medication. That keeps you from changing. That's what the man wants you to keep on doing so you can sit there and they can play you all day long. And when they talk about the man, everybody hears that expression, especially in the United States, who are they talking about? Is it your boss? Or those people who are controlling your boss of bosses? You know, like I said, the Bilderbergs, we know who you are. The Council of Foreign Affairs man, we know definitely who you are. And the Trilateral Commission, we know who you are too. We know all about you, and all the people will become more and more aware of you. And the more we see that you guys are all the same, you're all in the same committees. I don't care if you're the Cheneys or Clintons, Zeb Brzezinski's, the Carters, the Edwards, the Wolfowitzes, the Colin Powells, the Careys. We know who you are, the McCains. You guys are all the same team. But we all know that. We knew the game way ahead, so they may have thought they outdid us with this election. But no, they didn't. Because we were way ahead of them in this game. Because we know the game is not a game. They think it is. We're way ahead of them. They may be playing... See, they're playing like checkers while we're playing chess. So I say again to you all, yes, we can and yes, we will, because we are of the people, for the people, and by the people. And that was a famous saying, of course, from Abraham Lincoln. Even before the Bilderberg came about, before the J.P. Morgans and Rockefellers took over the Federal Reserve, oops. You know, Jefferson had said that something to about that if a nation gives up its to control a country, all you need to do is take control of their money and you control their nation. Well, they may think they're in control, but they aren't. Because you out there know the game, are aware, and will implement your own thoughts and things with your own action, your own understanding, and change things. And with that, I want to thank everybody for listening and future listeners. I see that Barack Obama is giving his speech of live coverage. And I know you guys will all check that out. So with that again, God bless you all. And I will close with a great song by Denise Vasquez. I've played it before. We belong, and we definitely all belong. We're all connected. God bless you all, and I want to thank you for all listening, and all your future listeners and past listeners. Please do contact me, and... have a fabulous weekend. God bless you, and thank you.
I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you really, just wanna break the ice. Do I look silly to you when I yield to your advice? When you say we belong to the light, we belong to the thunder. We belong to the sound of the words we both fall in under. Whatever we deny or embrace, the worse or for better, we belong together. Te aseguro que es verdad. El cariño que es sincero no se acaba con crueldad. Olvida lo que fuimos y desprecias lo más bien. Pero juntitos prendimos que la luna era de miel. Junto a ti solo es mi amor. Explotado el cielo. No falta por venir sin sufrir, es mi triste destino. Junto a ti hasta el fin de camino. Close your eyes and try to sleep now. Close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the palette clean. We can't begin to know now how much we really care. But I hear your voice inside.